$10,000. I'm going to reach out, see how business is going. Put better capital, give me a holler to my direct dial.
Swiss Components.
Hi, is Abner there?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Danny with the Bank of Cardiff?
Yes.
Hold on, just a moment.
Shoes. And that's our Geico song of the day. At Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance, along with great rates. Geico offers top-notch 24/7 customer service. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO to see how much you can save today.
Hello, this is Abner.
Hey, Abner, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to touch base with you. We do equipment finance and working capital, and we had you guys pre-approved over here for up to $250K in both based on some financing you guys did through U.S. Bancorp. And I talked to the girl at the front desk. She said you guys might have some plans for expansion coming up.
We're looking at some equipment right now.
Okay.
It's probably going to be close to 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just a hair more.
Okay.
So, what are you talking about? Pre-approved?
Yeah. Well, what we do is based off that financing you guys had, did through U.S. Bancorp. We saw that you had your, based off your DMB credit profile, show a strong borrowing history. So we, wanted to reach out and see what you guys had planned,
Would they do 3 months skip?
Like a 90-day deferred program?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do that.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'm looking at some machines Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And if, your financing looks attractive, because it's a Haas, we're looking at some Haases. And they do their own in-house financing as well.
Yeah.
So whichever gives me the better deal, I'll go with that.
Okay. So, excuse me. So you're doing, how many machines are you adding on these Haas machines?
Two.
And so they're about 100K pop?
Yeah, I'm guessing. I'm just ballparking the figure.
Okay. So you don't have any actual quotes then?
No, nothing solid yet.
Okay, no problem. And so are you adding them on, or are these replacements?
Yeah, we're adding them. We're trading some machines in here that we have.
Okay.
Probably towards the purchase of those machines.
Okay. And are these machines, new and updated?
Yeah, they're new. They may be on their floor. They're discounting them 10% or whatever.
Oh, wow.
But I don't have the details yet, so usually we're having a little thing like this, so they'll kind of, make it attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what they have.
Yeah, get you guys, in there and get the deals going. Okay, perfect. And, how much money are these machines going to make you?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah, is it going to allow the business to run more efficiently, or are you guys...
Oh, yeah, we're replacing older machines, so... Definitely save us on labor, because it'll cut down on the amount of labor that we're putting into the work.
Mm-hmm.
And also expand our capability. They are newer machines with newer controllers and software built into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll be able to take on more complex jobs.
Okay, that's great. Good for you. And, so you're looking to do this on Tuesday or get some answers by Tuesday?
We're going to their little show here in Tampa, Haas, Florida.
Okay.
Check out the machines they have.
Perfect. So is this an auction then? Or is it?
No, it's not an auction. It's just their showroom floor. They've got machines there, and they want to show you, what they have. They're having, lunch and all that stuff, like a little seminar, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, that's really cool. Yeah, sure. And, how would you, rate your credit over there?
How would I do it?
How would you rate your credit, Abner? Is it like,
my,
you know,
personal credit?
Yeah, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Mine's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
It's not excellent, but it's not bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's no problem. I mean, we have, you know, programs that work with, you know, credit tiers A to D.
But you said I'm already pre-approved, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had the business, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because these are, like, for the equipment, it is, like, you know, a secured loan because it is equipment. So we have, you know, the longer terms. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's more, you know, they look at credit, but it's not a huge thing. Like, working capital is a sales-based loan. Mm-hmm. So like, they do take credit into consideration, but it's not, like, it's more based off sales. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, to give you a better example, what's your gross annual sales like last year for you guys?
I'm about 1.2.
Okay, 1.2. Yeah, so, I mean, right off that, we'd be able to free up, you know, 120,000. Could be a little more, could be a little less, as unsecured cash. And then that's another route we could do as well. If you guys had, like, your programs, do you have your customers pay, like, a net 30?
Yeah, we factor all our stuff in because of that.
No, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that's tough on the business. I mean,
yeah,
it really is. Because, like, not only you have...
Yeah, you're financing everything, the labor and materials.
Yeah. And then hoping that they pay on time, right?
Yeah,
Have you ever had to hunt them down, you know?
There's, you know, one or two stragglers here. You know, when the economy kind of slowed down, a lot of the businesses shut down. So,
yeah,
there's still money owed.
You know, yeah,
disappeared.
That's crazy. And that leaves you like, you know, what do
yeah,
I do now? Kind of
tough for a small business like us, you know.
It's yeah, it's very tough. And that's exactly what, you know, those programs are made for. So I mean, if you did need capital on the side, we could get you that as well. And I mean, how long have you been in business over there for, haven't you?
Since 2000.
Oh, since 2000. Wow, so you've been around quite a while then.
Yeah.
You got
all our machines are going to be paid off here in October.
Oh, great.
So we don't have any huge debts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just purchased a laser engraving machine. That was only like $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the latest lease I have that I opened up. And then I have my other equipment that's going to be all paid off here in a couple months. That's what I was asking to be deferred.
Yeah.
So
and
I don't, you know, have all these big payments I'm making.
Exactly. And that's, yeah, we do have a 90-day, you know, deferred program.
Yeah, that'll help us out
mm-hmm.
as far as flexing our money here.
Yeah, exactly. And how'd you get, you know, involved in the industry over there? It's interesting.
Well, actually, I was doing it at my previous job.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, in the manufacturing end of it.
Oh, and you just kind of just decided to do your own thing.
Thing, yep.
Perfect. So you're the 100% owner over there then?
I'm majority owner.
Majority owner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, I mean, have you looked into financing, you know, with your regular bank for this piece?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there like a company you usually use or just the best deal you can get?
Well, right now I've been trying to work with another guy. His name is David Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to know who he is.
Oh, really?
I've worked with him in the past, and he's trying to go the SBA route, but it's so much paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know that's definitely, you know, and I mean, have you gone through with it, or you just don't want to get involved
in
paperwork?
Right now, he's just waiting for last year's tax return, but I had to do an extension on it because my CPA has to make some adjustments to it because, you know, we profited so much last year. I got to make some adjustments or I'll be paying taxes up the nose.
Yeah, exactly.
We're filing an extension and trying to massage the numbers a little bit.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, and, I mean, who's the bank you guys usually use? Do you have, like, a line of credit with them you use for, like,
material? No, like I said, I don't have any debts. I don't.
Okay.
The company doesn't own any credit cards. We just have one lease that's out there, and that's going to be done in a couple months here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so the vendor with these machines, are they both at this at that same show? It's just is what's the name of that the vendor
it's
you're looking
Haas.
At? Oh, just Haas itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and yeah, what happens, you know, I mean, just curious, if you're not able to find financing for these machines, are you able to pay with it with cash, or are you...
To pay it outright?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. Do you have, like, a plan B in case something...
Plan B? No. I don't have
no.
a plan B.
Okay.
If I have to resort to plan B, I just won't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, you know...
It shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with like your credit and you know your sales.
It's tougher nowadays. I remember back when we started it. all they wanted to see was a PO for some parts, and they I could buy as many machines as I want.
Really?
Now it's like, man, you gotta give them everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, things were different back then. The economy was strong, and
yeah, I know.
My vendors. I had $15,000 credit line just for, I think it was MSC.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know you owe them $5. They won't ship anything.
Yeah, everyone's
tight. Yeah,
everyone's tightened up. I was gonna say that.
Everybody lost. You know, when business went down, people were losing money, so they had to tighten up everywhere. And getting loans now is more difficult than it ever was.
Yeah, and that's just, do you think you'll ever turn around? Like, is it looking like it will on your end?
Oh, yeah, we survived it. I mean, we're mm-hmm. steady, we're busy, so knock on wood, you know, we don't, you know, our customer base, we're very diversified, so if one sector slows down, the other end of it keeps us busy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good, though. I mean, you guys, yeah, definitely survived that, and, yeah, you've been in business for like 16 years. Okay, yeah, well, I'd like to see what we can, you know, do for you, Abner. It's, you know, it'd be a one-page application because you have the estimated cost to be around $200,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it'd be a one-page app, and then, you know, we'd need, you know, 3 months business bank statements because they just look at the cash flow of the company, mm-hmm. and then it would just be, you know, your most recent tax return. I know you got an extension for last year's, so we could take 2014. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we can get your answer here. You know, if is there any way you think you can get that today? And I can get your answer by Monday.
I mean, I'm not gonna do today until I go see what I'm gonna do.
Buying, yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I can send that over to you. When do you think you know you can get everything back to me? So we can get this going for you.
You can call me back on Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. All right, I will send this over. I think I had an email for you. It's abner@swisscomponents.com.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll send that over and I'll follow up with you on Wednesday. Is this time, you know, good for you, or is it? When's a good time for you?
It's just, you know, I never know. I'm so busy.
Yeah.
Just call.
Just call. Okay.
In and out. Yep.
Okay, and then one last, yeah, so you're majority owner over there, so how many owners are there? Is there like two, or?
Let's see, one, two, about four.
About four, okay, mm-hmm. And so you're majority,
my
like.
My wife and my mother-in-law, just family members.
Oh, okay, cool, mm-hmm. And so it's, you're like, what percentage would you say?
51.
Oh, okay.
But the rest of them are all under 20, so.
Okay. Makes sense. Just double check in on that. But all right, Abner, I will send that over to you in about 15 minutes, and I'll circle back with you on Wednesday. And
okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Great catching me. Bye.